This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, November 3. What is this you have done? A reading comes from Genesis chapter 3. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Confession is good for the soul. This isn't a biblical proverb, but it flows from the Bible's teaching. God's question to Eve resonates with every sinner's soul. What is this you've done? Her answer is history's first confession of sin. The serpent deceived me, and I ate. She knew that God knew. No use denying it. After Eve's confession, God issued judgment on the serpent, Satan, on human beings, and on creation because of human sin. The serpent would slither in the dust and later be crushed by Eve's offspring. When Jesus conquered sin and death for us, childbirth, the woman's unique privilege, would include severe pain. Yet, she would still desire her husband. And farming, humanity's high calling in caring for God's creation, would now include back-breaking work to produce the food people had to eat. Then, eventually, their bodies would die and return to the dust they had come from. But in an act of grace, God clothed his image-bearers with animal hides. And he evicted them from Eden, not as punishment, but to protect them from living forever in sin and separation from God. Salvation requires confession. Like Adam and Eve, we all sin. The question God asked Eve needs to be answered daily so that we can grow in grace. What is this you have done? An honest answer will be good for the soul. Pray with me. Father, we have disobeyed you in this life you have given us. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.